In a sense, this type of musical imagery, triggered by overexposure, is the least personal, the least significant form of music on the mind. We are on much richer, much more mysterious terrain when we consider tunes or musical fragments we have perhaps not heard or thought of in decades that suddenly play in the mind for no apparent reason. No recent exposure, no repetition can explain such tunes, and it is almost impossible to avoid asking oneself, why this tune at this particular moment? What put it into my mind? Sometimes the reason or association is obvious, or seems so. As I write, in New York in mid-December, the city is full of Christmas trees and menorahs. I would be inclined to say, as an old Jewish atheist, that these things mean nothing to me, but Hanukkah songs are evoked in my mind whenever an image of a menorah impinges on my retina, even when I am not consciously aware of it. There must be more emotion, more meaning here than I allow, even if it is of a mostly sentimental and nostalgic kind. But this December is also marked by a darker melody, or train of melodies, which forms an almost constant background to my thoughts. Even when I am hardly conscious of this, it produces a feeling of pain and grief. My brother is gravely ill, and this music, plucked out from 10,000 tunes by my unconscious, is Bach's Capriccio on the Departure of a Most Beloved Brother. As I was dressing this morning after a swim, I was reminded, now I was on land again, of my painful arthritic old knees, and I thought too about my friend Nick, who would be visiting that day. With this, there suddenly popped into my head an old nursery rhyme that was popular in my childhood, but that I had probably not heard or thought about for two-thirds of a century. This old man, and in particular its refrain, knick-knack paddywhack give a dog a bone, this old man came rolling home. Now I myself was an old man with painful knees who wanted to be rolled home, and Nick, punned as knick-knack, had entered into it too.